Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and it's another evening here, another show. It's in January 2011, and today's the 14th of the month, which is Friday. So let's do a stress clearing here for everybody. Remember, it's the end of the week. Maybe you have some stress happening to you. So here we go. Think of a situation this last week that made you stressful. We'll see if we can release some of that energy from you of trauma. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five. Wow. A lot of stress. Six. Oh, boy. Seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, some more stress. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, I guess the friend of stress here would be overwhelmed. So this is also on the website. It's a free clearing, so you may want to check that out, too, if you do feel this working for you. They always work, but some people need different clearings more than others. So this is the overwhelm clearing. I think it's called being overwhelmed. It's on the left side of the website, creationlightship.com. Just go on to it and have a overwhelm clearing. So this is a sample here of what that clearing is here. So, again, think of what overwhelmed you this week. And here we go. I'm yawning before I even start. Well, one, hope it's only one of you out there. Two, three, four, five, and if it's only one, boy, you got a big load. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, man, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do another clearing here. Let's just create one here for despair. So despair clearing. Here we go. 1, 2. Oh, man. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Still feel pretty heavy. So, what would make you feel stressed out, overwhelmed, and have despair? Well, what happens is that these are patterns, mind programs, either in your head, we'll say, stored with you, or they're genetic programs stored in your body. And these things come forward with different issues. Mainly because you're typically not living in the present moment. I can't say that for sure, but when you're in the present moment, a lot of this stuff kind of goes away. Or what could happen is because you're dealing with something, it triggers you, and that triggering is from the past. And that past is brought forward into your current life. And this is kind of what it's about here. So let's see if we can do something with oxygen here, and this will give people a little better breathing. Oh, boy, I've been seeing a lot of chemtrails here in Mount Shasta recently. Maybe they're worldwide. I don't know. All of a sudden, they stopped, and they started kind of coming back again. So whoever's doing that is now starting it up over again. So here we go. Let's get some oxygen coming for us here. But you can go on the website too. You can probably do oxygenated water for a dollar. That might help you. I don't know. Just an idea. So here we go. So I'm going to bring in number 20 oxygen here. Here it comes. So take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, and just see what happens. And tonight is our paranormal show, and we talk about paranormal things. So we'll allow people to call in tonight. If you want to call in, that would be okay. Just keep the question very brief and right to the point. I have a hard time dealing with real, real long questions because I'm in the moment, so I only hear a few of the words. So 10 words would be great if you want to call in. So here we go. Option number 20. So stronger, 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 stronger. I'm yawning some more. Stronger. Oh, man, stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll bring in another oxygen for healing energies. This will be number 50. 50. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's do one more oxygen here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, and 10. Boy, this is going to be a rough show, I think, with this stuff coming in. So anyway, we'll see if our co-host is on. And tonight it's Annika. So Annika, are you out there? Boy, I'm getting kind of wiped out with this here. So anyway,
yeah, you know,
very strong energy. Yeah.
You know, I feel that way too. I was sitting here feeling all of a sudden very tired. So yes, and thank you for doing that for us. And before I mention, I'll mention that you can call in today. It's our Friday show. Paranormal is usually what we do. But any questions, as long as they're short, is great. So call in numbers, one of them is 530-413-4511. And you can go to the BBS radio and look up at station 2, which is what we have today. What we're on today, on Friday, and you can see a few other numbers there. So I wanted to mention that. And maybe because we're all feeling heavy, Chris was having an idea on the fast chat, Ron, that maybe we can start with the darkness to light for possible energies that are listening.
Yeah, so if you happen to have some alien in your body, which is quite common, to the new people listening, that might kind of shock you, but remember, they come in and sightsee, and so we'll do the darkness to light clearing. This is to get these life forms that are a living being that maybe look like you or something similar to you. Maybe it has 10 legs, you know, but it has eyes, and it connects those eyes to yours to look out of you at times. This is why some people get kind of surprised when they look at somebody and they don't look human, and they look back again and oh. That's Joe. How did Joe not look human? But your mind normally will not understand that, so you just think you saw something there that maybe was from some kind of maybe video game that you could have played, or it could be from something out of a horror movie. And, of course, Joe could have looked like that. But that's true. They do show up that way and can come forward. So this is the alien darkness to life, darkness to light energy. Here we go. And I'll put some music on to calm people down. So here we go. We're going to release this. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, you're not alone here. So we'll have this on for a couple minutes. And this energy is leaving. They have a chance to come into the light. They can have their physical body get reformed in light energies. And also have the spirit brought to them. Okay. We'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Annika, are you out there still, Annika?
Yeah, I'm still here. That was so great and so relaxing. That really helped. So I hope everybody was feeling that. And somebody was mentioning, and I can't see it now, but it might remove some of the, you know, obviously what we have, even cords possibly from us. And hopefully that helps. I think there was mentioned also that timelines that somebody had put in, I think it was neat, saying good to put stress and overwhelm in on timeline clearing. And yes, definitely. And Chili was mentioning that he or she has been doing one, and that was despair. So yes, all those are great. And they're all emotional issues, which is what we're working with on the timeline. So that's perfect for timelines. It obviously can be a bit heavy, but yeah. What do you want to add to that, Ron? Can we talk a little bit, if we have anyone listening that might not know what is a timeline and why do we want to remove emotional issues that we might have from timelines?
Yeah, the easiest way to look at it, we've all had deja vu. And deja vu is when you somehow thought you already experienced something, you know, that you've seen previously to what you're experiencing in the now, okay? And that could have been, you know, normally it's probably within a couple of weeks, I'm sure, to maybe even, you know, a few moments. Some people actually get a quick flash of something before it happened, and then they kind of walk into that same event. And maybe they might have hindsight and say, man, I shouldn't do that. I got hurt when I saw that experience, you know, 10 seconds ago. So they maybe stop and freeze up or something. And lo and behold, the thing plays out. And instead of being hit by a car, maybe they just get water splashed on them from the curb or something like that, okay? So you didn't step out in front of that car. So that is a parallel life bleed through. That's deja vu. That means that you are experiencing something that's already happened, and you have that information, and now you're going to repeat that here. That's what deja vu is. Now, should you be having that first experience? Well, no, you should not. That's only because the aliens took you off planet someplace in the Beyondo onto another timeline. And so then that timeline is what you're living all the time. Remember, you could be on 500 timelines at once, and you may have the bleed through coming through with deja vu. Normally, that you don't have that, but you do have this situation, the emotional energy is coming to you from those timelines. And that could be why maybe some people are having anxieties tonight. This is why maybe this call, on BBS here is so heavy tonight, this program, because maybe there's a lot of interference happening. And or there could be a lot of people doing timeline crashing, so your body is responding to them. Maybe we're all on the same timeline holding hands and we're losing that timeline. Whippy, if that's true. So anyway, the timeline crashing allows you to crash a timeline with you that's on it according to an emotional issue. And so the aliens get energy from you here, from your emotions. And so they thought, gee, since they have one only body here, let's create a bunch of these and put them out there, and we'll put them for sale. So there's probably an auctioneer out there making money selling different timelines, the different alien races and different groups, etc. And you happen to be sold just like a piece of cattle or something, you know, to many different timelines. And they have these timelines normally running not necessarily at the same time. That's what I see. I don't see them all running at once. When one timeline stops, another one begins. So you could be out there forever on timelines, and they live off your emotional energy. Well, eventually that energy comes back to you here, and you wonder why you woke up someday with maybe a bad shoulder, maybe you have a sore toe or something. You go, well, I didn't stub my toe yesterday. Well, maybe on that timeline that you were living, you did stub your toe, and when you came back here, either with your body and spirit or both, okay, then that manifested here. Remember, your spirit brings back the information to you. It collects it, just like an emotional body does. So what it's experiencing in a fabricated clone body out there in a timeline, it comes back to you. And this is why people have weird experiences and or unexplained problems with your body, because the timeline, it was real. You're out there, you know, probably being scared to death on a timeline. You bring it back here and you wonder why you're in fear or something. So that's what timeline crashing is. It takes away that alien maybe group that has put you onto the timeline, and so they get terminated, or they go to the light. Typically, they're probably terminated, and then you get brought back here, hopefully, unless somebody else grabs you in between. This is why the space-time crash is so good to do afterwards, after you do a few of these emotional issues. So what I recommend doing is, if you're going to do a timeline crash, you want to probably do at least 10 issues, 5 probably minimum. I would probably recommend doing 20 of the same emotional issue. So let's just say, like today we did stress. So you can put stress down, do 20 crashes on that. It takes 15 minutes per crash, and then do your spirit integration maybe one or two times throughout that. And then from there, go into the other clearing, which is a space-time crash, and get rid of the space so that in case you didn't come back here, then you can have that space crashed, and there's no longer you out in space. Remember, it's a place. It's a place out there in space where you are. So you're in the beyond all holding space, just like you're holding space where you're sitting. But you might be out there just floating around, you know, kind of like Hal on 2001 Space Odyssey. Was it Hal? No, Hal was a computer. And that cut the guy's lifeline. And so the guy's out there, you know, this, say, astronaut or whatever, supposedly person out in space is floating away because the computer didn't like him. So anyway, you want to definitely be back here. So that regains you back to here, and that's why you want to do the space-time crash. So you do that after you do the timeline crash. So we have space and time, and that's the whole thing. So if you have any questions, please maybe write them on the fast chat, or you can call in. That would work too. But the main thing is that you want to deal with it, and by doing a bunch of a timeline crash, you're probably going to start feeling better. Just figure out what your major issues are. If you don't know, then ask a friend. And, they're all going to probably, all your friends are going to tell you the same thing because they probably see you, you know, in the same manner. And from there, to do a crash on it to get you out of that situation. So it's all emotional stuff that you're dealing with. So.
Okay. So Gail was asking, and Freedom was asking, how many timeline crashes could one possibly need for, let's say, nightmares? And Gail was also mentioning some dreams she had. And, yes, definitely, I've done a lot of timeline crashes for dreams, and it seems to work really well. So how many would one need for, let's say, nightmares?
Boy, nightmares. Okay, you'd want to find out what you're doing in the nightmare, okay? So find out what's reacting with you in that and use that emotional situation for that. Because the nightmare itself is not going to really zero in too much on what's happening. You want to, grab it so that you know what is going on with you in that particular thing. Are you in fear? Are you in anxiety? You know? Are you in frustration? I would say you're probably in fear if you're in a nightmare, but you want to find out what that would be, what emotional word to use. And if you do have nightmares, I would probably crash it 50 times and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Remember,
okay.
Once you do the crash, then you want to evaluate and see where you are, see how your body feels. Remember, your mind is not necessarily going to have the correct answer for you because the mind is controlled by aliens. So all of a sudden, it may not want you to do a timeline crash, you see. So that's instructing you not to have it. You want to, but your body wants it because it's, probably shaking. Your mind doesn't necessarily know that, but your body's going through it. So remember, you have to separate your mind from your body. And a lot of people have a hard time doing that because they don't really know what their body is. They just know about mind. And they think their thoughts are what their body's thinking, and it's not. Your body's completely separate. So I'd say if you do have nightmares and they're reoccurring, I would get the common theme on those nightmares, what it is, and I would do probably 50 timeline crashes. And I'd probably do them at least 10 to 20 at one time, one sitting, and then do the space time and then come back and do some more of them. And do them until your body feels more relaxed. When your body gets relaxed, then you know that that's probably out of your field because it can still be programmed into your cells. So you've taken it out of your cellular memory. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so since we're talking about timeline crashes, I saw Ma ask here, if abducted after a timeline crash, does the space-time crash retrieve the stolen parts from that?
It will help, yes. That's why we're going to be doing the 108 body one within probably 6 months here to find the parts of you that has been sliced and diced out there someplace as experimentation by the aliens. And from that, they're, you know, we'll be able to either terminate the life force in that so that that part does not belong to you any longer. And then the light ship will recreate that part. But it'll first always try to find it. And so you have to look at it, you know, as just like World War II with what the Nazis did to people. They experimented with them, too. You know, we have had laboratories here with cosmetics and other things experimenting with animals. So, you know, but remember, as above, so below. And so, you know, the aliens, you know, with that premise may not be that bad. If we put all of our stuff down, what we do here with things, and we put their stuff down, they might look both pretty awful, okay? Theirs might be worse, but, you know, it's still something that shouldn't be done to a body. So that's kind of where I'm going here and talking about. So even though they're doing this to us, you know, it's as above, so below. We have it in us. I said, you know, earlier on one of the programs, the major difference between the aliens and us is that we eat our meat cooked, and they probably don't, okay? So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, and I saw also another, Ma was asking about another clearing called, which you have. You have four of the clearings that are linked to clone bodies. One that is the whole lifetime clearing for planets and clone bodies living on Earth, cloned Earths, and then you also have them as past lives where there's clones living on either Earths or planets. So Ma was asking, does the clearing clone bodies whole lifetime clear or remove the clones that are using our energies?
It can definitely help, yes. Uh-huh. So the whole lifetime one goes back in your lifetime and releases you from the past and, you know, takes the whole lifetime clones out of your field. I can't guarantee it'll get all of them, but it'll be a really, really good start.
Okay. And let's say you have a dream that is peaceful. That was mentioned too, but you have like a strange dream, but it actually seems peaceful. Would it be good to clear that one, too, let's say, on the timelines?
Yes, I would, too. Find out what the emotion. Remember, emotions, most people think that negative emotions are much worse than positive ones. Well, they're both emotions. So it all depends how you're looking at it. And emotion is an emotion, which means that it's in duality and it's in judgment. And that judgment is what's stored inside of you, which can eventually kill you. And it also prevents your spirit from being with you. This program is about having your spirit with your body. So when you have emotions, how much of you are you missing because of the emotions taking over? And emotions work in time. If you had no emotions, then you would be able to look upon anything, and everything would be okay to you. You wouldn't have any triggers. So that's the way you want to be. It's not that you're going to be a robot, you know, and be unsensitive. You're just not going to respond and react to it. You're still going to know right or wrong, but you're not going to be jumping up and down. And all you out there listening, you know, have situations that you're not emotional to. and you can pick some that you're not, and then some that you are. So I'll just give an example. This probably works for most people. So we'll say that a person out there drives a car, and they're really afraid to go over the speed limit. Okay? The speed limit's posted at 35, and man, you're like sweating bullets because you might go 35 and a half, okay? So that would be an issue for that person. And then now if they went 40, they know they're going to be pulled over by the policeman who's looking for speeders. So what are they putting in their psychic billboard around them? Man, I'm you know, disobeying the law. Please pull me over. So naturally, they'll probably get pulled over. Now, that person, that is a trigger for them because they're going over the speed limit. Now, you get somebody else who looks at the speed limit and goes, well, you know, I feel I can do 40 here and a 35, no problem whatsoever. Are they going to get sweaty palms and get nervous? Probably not. Okay? So you don't have a judgment on that. Although, if you do get pulled over by the policeman, all of a sudden you go, you know, I think they found a judgment in me someplace because now I don't want to get a ticket, okay? But basically, you know, that's the way it is. So everybody has stuff inside of them that hasn't come up to be triggered yet, or there's no trigger whatsoever in it. So that's one way to look at it. And, you know, if you know, it all depends how you feel and what's your, you know, body energy is emitting, because they live off your body energy. They live off the emotional trauma, the stress, okay? And so the more they can hurt your body, along with the invisible bodies, then the more mileage they'll get out of you to live off of your energy. So if you go through life, what's that, kind of like that old cartoon, which I haven't seen, but I think it was Mr. Magoo, you know? He did a lot of weird things, I think, in the cartoons where, you know, he just messed up a lot, I think, but he didn't really tie into it too much. Everybody else did. So anyway, back to you, Annika. Hopefully I made a little bit of sense for everybody there.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. So Bryce was asking an important question, and it's good for people to know, especially if you haven't done much on the online clearings. He's asking, do we need to sit and watch the healer while the online healing is going the whole time?
Watching it, not necessarily. Having it on in your room, yes. Or in your house, yes. Because you have to have the
energy
come to you.
So you can still walk out, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
so
you can
still
have it on your...
Briefly, it may work, but you want to be in your house. You want to know that it's running. And you need to have it as a conduit for you. So most people will have a laptop and they'll put it, you know, wherever they are in the room if they're doing a clearing. If you have a, you know, a desktop, then you're probably going to be more stuck to that particular room, you know, because you have the cables being hooked up to it to get onto the internet. But typically, I think, you know, most people would probably have a desktop, I mean, a laptop, so you can move it into the kitchen if you're going to be making food or something, put it on your kitchen table. If you're, you know, going to do something else in a different room, then you can move it around because you probably have wireless internet. So anyway, that's kind of what I would say to do, is to have the light being up in the room that you're in if you possibly can.
Yeah. Seems to work good for me anyway. I've been doing it for a while. So Karen was asking about, can you just describe the dream in the timeline crash clearing? And there is a box there for you to describe the dream, and could you just fill in that box? And
yeah,
you
probably could,
that?
But I would find out the emotion. But the dream would be good. That also works, but the main thing is the emotional part of it. But sometimes it could be difficult to try to figure out what it is. Maybe you're running, you know, five different emotions at once in there. So the dream itself could help you. And that's mainly designed for reoccurring dreams for people. So some people have had the same dream over and over and over again, maybe the, or maybe 90% the same. And, you know, they don't know why they're having it. But that's why I put that on the website, on the clearing page, is to, you know, input your dream. So anyway, that's kind of how it works. But always try to find the emotional part of what you're going to, because that's what they're living on. See, what you want to do is find out the common denominator there of how the aliens are using you. So number one, it's through a dream, but what is going on in the dream? What emotional situation are you having? And it's probably going to mainly, I would guess, probably maybe being in lack, maybe being in fear, anxiety. Those are probably the main ones, I would think. Could be other things too. Maybe you have pain. You know, maybe you see yourself crying a lot. Maybe you get hit by something, a car, or, you know, your dreams are like that. So anyway, it's kind of up to you what you want to put in, but it should be more than likely an emotional one.
So, yeah, and a lot of things that are linked to emotional is, you know, possibly some small ailments that you can try too. I have tried, I have to admit, you know, allergies, itchy eyes, and headaches, and been very successful on the timelines with that. But I know that it's very often linked to something emotional too. And I've done a lot of them. So, seems to be working very well. Tina was also asking one part of it that you have on the timeline clearing. Can you explain alien god timeline removal, which is on the bottom there?
Yeah, that's designed for the alien gods that are affecting you with the clearing that you're dealing with, okay? That's your god connection. Maybe you're going to church out there in an alien timeline. You know, maybe you're a nun. You know, who knows? Or maybe you're being, you know, beat to death because you went to the wrong church. You know, some people have that. Maybe the gods don't like you. Maybe you're the wrong color of skin. You know? So this is a way to go a little deeper and get rid of the alien gods that are out there affecting people and yourself on the timeline. Maybe you're worshiping these things on the timeline. Maybe you see movies and you go, man, I remember worshiping that sun god here or something, you know, years and years ago. Well, maybe it wasn't, or, you know, maybe in a past life. Maybe it wasn't a past life. Maybe you worship that sun god, you know, like being a Mayan or being captured by the Mayans, you know, and you worship the sun god knowing that, you know, they're going to cut your head off and pull out your heart. So you had to worship this so that you could, you know, have whatever they gave you after that process, you know. So you got to look at the situation there. So the God energy there is good to get rid of. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and since we're talking about that and still on the timelines, Rhonda was mentioning, doesn't all mind energy dreams come from alien light of darkness?
Yes, uh-huh. That is,
yeah.
That is true.
That's true.
And
great.
I'm sure that's
so
that
then
you
we have
here, you know, with the light of the darkness in your soul family too, to connect you to the dreams. So there's a lot that happens here. I know we have a lot of information that we're doing right now, giving you and having clearings for, but hopefully there is not too much more that we got to uncover. I would hate to put up a lot more clearings on this stuff here, personally. I think what we have now is very, very good, and I think people are getting just great results from this. And you can watch your friends. You know, you might even take your laptop with you, maybe to work, possibly, if you can get wireless internet there, and go to maybe the lunchroom where people are there eating lunch and do a timeline crash and just see how the energy in the room feels with maybe, 100 people or so. Or go to a shopping mall, you know, if they have wireless internet there, and just see what happens. You know, you might watch people maybe get agitated. You might, you know, during the timeline crash, and you're going to see them instantly get calmer. Remember, the people around you are going to be the indication to you what's happening. That's your validation. And then look at the clouds. Look at the clouds for those really strange-looking clouds that look like broken-up pieces of glass, like if you broke a car window, or you looked upon, like, the ocean from an airplane where the water is frozen, and then it's breaking apart. That's kind of how it looks. Very strange. And that's on the website, too. We have some there underneath the photos there. I think it's on the bottom left of the website. You could actually see my pictures that I took from New York. And also people mentioned that they saw the same clouds in their town. That was not in New York. So very interesting across the United States here. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah. Okay, so if somebody doesn't remember a dream, is it okay to just put in, let's say, that the dream I dreamt last night?
Yeah, that's fine.
That could work.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that may not work because you have to be connected to something. So, you know.
So the emotion.
You have to have the emotion, yeah, because you have to have something to respond to. Remember, you're working with your body energy, and they work with that to abduct you, and also that energy you're getting released out of you. So it has to be done with the word. You just can't do something like carte blanche there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe if you're feeling something when you wake up, you might feel a little, an empty heart or whatever after you wake up from a dream or a bit lost. Maybe you can put that in.
Yes.
So that might work. So anyway, let's see. We do have call-ins tonight. If you want to call in, I just pasted two of the numbers there, 530-413-4520. And there's a few other ones. If you go to the BBS station 2, and then you can see other numbers there. We also have a Q&A call today where you can ask questions directly with Ron. It's a free conference call right after the BBS show. And the number for that is 646-519-5800. And then they will ask you for a PIN number, and that's 9009. So please feel free to join us with your questions there. Peter in Australia is asking, could the mind be a clone?
Boy.
I know. That's
yeah, that's a whole new subject. It could be. You could be a clone with a clone mind. And, I don't want to get into that too much. But, yeah, everything is possible, you know. Everything is possible in the alien life abductions that we're going into. And that can come back here. And we had somebody in the fast chat saying that people around them look strange. What's the song by the Doors? People are strange. Well, you know, going deeper, look at the people around you and just see how they look. You know, do they look the same as they did yesterday? Are their eyes the same? Do they have a different energy? Are they a different person that showed up? Is it a clone of them? It's up to you. Yeah, you know, look and see. Check out their clothing. You know, see if their clothing changes. Maybe the clothing might be a different type of material. It could look similar. Maybe one clone could have a wrinkled T-shirt on, and as they get switched out, maybe they come back with a pressed T-shirt, you know, that has no wrinkles in it or, you know, whatever. So just check. You know, you might see somebody walking with dirty shoes, and a minute later they're clean. You go, well, what happened here, you know? Maybe they might have circles under their eyes one time and none in the other. So it's up to you to look at the people around you and see if that person is a clone and how many there are. And once you start catching on, then you start having a greater understanding for what's happening here. Remember, all the new movies coming out, or maybe in the last 30 years or so, deal with clones. Why is that? Because they want to pre-educate us, to tell us what's happening here. You know, it's like a little preview. Give you a sneak preview of life on this planet. So, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, just clarifying there what we're talking about when we were talking about the dreams that we're clearing on the timelines. Cool was asking, is it the ones we want or what we see when we sleep? We're talking about what we see or feel when we've been sleeping. And another clearing, if you want to do dreams that you have that you want to do or something that you want to manifest, a really, really good clearing for that would be the psychic billboard clearing, which is online on the Creation Lightship website, and there's lots and lots of clearings that you can look up and there's lots to read on the actual website, and a lot of free clearings, and they're on the left-hand side, and also a lot of different audio tracks that you can listen and get a little bit more acquainted about what is Ron actually talking about. If you want to, you can also call in tonight and call to the Q&A call and ask your questions from Ron. Again, that number is 646-519-5800. It's a one-hour call. We usually let the East Coast people talk first, or the new people, and so that we make sure that everybody gets their questions answered. So, what can we do now? We have a few questions for people that wanted to help with healing for eyes. Cool was asking, and Gail was asking about eyesight, and what can you recommend for blurry vision and that sort of thing.
Boy, let me think here. Eyes. Normally, when people go to the light ship and they're on the calls for 1 month, a lot of people have improved eyesight. So that's what I would probably suggest doing is do the 3 calls a week and just see if that helps you. I had a lot of people in the past mention that their eyesight has improved. So that's what I'd probably recommend doing. I can't guarantee it, but, that does seem to work. That's you, Annika. Well, maybe Annika.
Oh, sorry. That was me. I was gone. Sorry about that. I was muted here. Sorry. So I was mentioning that you also do the 8-hour intensive conference calls that you have on the Sundays, and usually you have them almost every month, and they're really great because you get to work with the light ship, light beings for such a long time, and it's really wonderful. I was also mentioning that you're going to be in L.A. at the Conscious Life Expo in February 11th till the 13th, and you're going to have the light infusion chamber there, and if somebody is in the area and want to experience this incredible healing chamber that you have available, this is fantastic to do. So wanted to mention that too.
A lot of people seem they have had better eyesight by going into the light infusion chamber.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah,
so I'd say quite a few people. I won't say half, but at least a third of the people have said they saw colors brighter and clearer after they've come out. So, maybe even more than that. But I can feel safe by saying a third of the people, maybe one out of three. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah. So, and also I saw that, I know you have cleared a lot of energies with the timelines. You've been going and on about this and doing so much for all of us, here for months now. And I know one of the last times you did fear, and Larry was asking about fear again. So is there anything we can do tonight, Ron? Do you feel up to that?
You want a timeline crash for fear?
Sounds good to
me. I can
do
that. So here we go, everybody. This timeline looks like it's an hour and a half long, so if you happen to be on the one that I'm crashing, okay, yours could be shorter, but it'll be about an hour and a half for the one that I'm looking at right here. Okay, remember, there's many timelines. So here we go, timeline crash for fear. Now, before we do this, how's your body going to feel when we're crashing a timeline for fear? Are you going to feel fearful? Are you going to feel anxiety of fear? Possibly. Because your body's going to respond to it. Remember, you're being shaken off of the timeline, in a sense. The timeline is crashing. So just get a visual of maybe some movie that you watched where, maybe one of those sci-fi movies where you actually maybe, a lot of them have like the Golden Gate Bridge. They'll make a replica of that. And all of a sudden, some tsunami will come or something. You're going to see the bridge kind of falling apart. Okay? And that's kind of what happens. That bridge starts to crash from the very far end, as far as you can see, we'll say, starts way out there and starts crashing towards you, coming down. I'm actually going to be feeling the reverberation of this thing moving. Now, whoever's on it at that time, they're shaking off of the timeline, kind of like a dog, you know, shaking the water off of it, you know, it's going everywhere. So you're being actually shaken off of the timeline, and you should come back here, hopefully, okay? But you're at least released from that. And so how are you going to feel during a timeline crash? It's hard to say. You might feel, could feel sick to your stomach. You know, you might feel very emotional. You might not feel anything at all. And you might feel, normally when you're done, I can say probably for everybody listening here who's done it, when you get done with that timeline crash, you feel great. But during the process, you're feeling strange a lot of times. So this is why I say you want to, you know, not do it, you know, on an absentee basis or for anybody else, because you have to be with your computer. So in case you do feel strange and you don't want to do anything that could cause you harm in the process, so you just want to do the clearing only. So here's fear. So I'll count to 10 to release this one timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, it's crashing to see how you feel. Request what songs we're playing here. It's called The Whisper, W-H-I-S-P-E-R. This is Native Influence. And the artist is 2004. It's Johnsy, J-O-H-N-S-Y. And then it's Gonzales, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S. Made in Canada. So I think it goes by Johnsy G. But anyway, it's The Whisper is what it's called, Native Influences. You could probably do a Google on that and maybe find it. So there we go. That's what we're playing here. And in fact, I'll just put it on right now here, and we'll have, you can feel that timeline crash. Well, our show's about over, looks like. What I was going to say, too, is if you have a common theme in a lot of your dreams, we'll see, like, we're talking about fear here, and you look back upon your life and you go, man, all my fears, you know, are all my dreams are about fear. Well, tell you what, that's because the aliens know that you're dealing with a fear pattern. So go in and do a whole lifetime clearing for fear. So that's released from you in this lifetime, because they're just finding out that you're fearful. So you have the T-shirt on saying that I'm in fear, and they read that from you, even on your psychic billboard, and they go, oh, wow, we can get mileage out of this guy here, or yeah, we're going to put him in fear on this dream. So that's a good indication. Whatever you're putting on your timeline crash, then you may want to consider having that whole lifetime clearing that goes back from your current age back to conception. So if you do have a common theme running across all of your dreams, then you probably want to clear that. That's what I'd recommend doing. And maybe you won't have a dream with fear in it any longer. Maybe they'll find something else to attach to you. Maybe you have a different T-shirt that you're putting on. So what else should we do? I'll give you the phone number again for the Q&A. It'll start in about 5 minutes. I'll probably be on in about 10. The phone number is 646-519-5800. So it's 646-519-5800-5800. The PIN number is 9009. And it'll be about
an hour
away.
You can also stay on the fast chat, right, Ron? It's good if people want to write any questions on there too, even, you know, or comments or that sort of thing for the
call. That'd be good, sure.
Yeah. And so, a lot of people are mentioning when they're doing the timeline crashes that they could possibly feel certain emotional things come up, or let's see here. I think it was Peter. I have emotions come to me, and this could maybe seem hard at times, but I think it's common when we get thrown around on the timelines that we might experience that, Ron.
Yeah, I would say so. That could be very possible, you know. Remember, if you do feel an emotion from, crashing that emotional energy, whatever you typed in there, then that means that you probably have lots of it inside of you. You want to get it out. So I'd recommend doing the whole lifetime clearing, because you can get out those timelines, but if you're still wearing that T-shirt, another alien group may want to abduct you for that. So remember, you want to get rid of them. So get rid of your issue. No issues, probably no abductions. So
yeah,
our time is kind of coming to a close here.
Yes, we are.
So our next program is tomorrow, Saturday night live on the Light Ship. And we're on station 1. And it's 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. And we go to the Light Ship probably within the first 5 minutes of the program, or typically maybe 15, 20 minutes, unless we have a little more fun. And I need somebody tomorrow to remind me, for January, for like birthday energy. So we'll go to the food court to have a birthday party. I'm sure somebody out there maybe was born in January, so we'll do a food court birthday party tomorrow night. So I'll say thank you, Annika.
Thank you. Look forward to the food court and the everything tomorrow, as well as the Q&A coming up right after.
Okay, everybody. So blessings to you. And see you if you want to come on the call in a few minutes here. And you can also be on the fast chat if you don't want to say something and you want to ask a question on the fast chat here. So we'll just leave it open. So blessings. The phone number is posted. I'll say it again, 646-519-5800, PIN 9009. Then you get the pound sign. Okay, thank you, Annika. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.